Hey, hi everyone.
Good
this
morning.
Is Barry Miller along with Sherry Cinnamon and Larry Stanley. This is your wealth building program. And I've been reminded by a number of our listeners to say we are available during the show. You could text us at 303-888-3788. But also that's our weekday and every day, 7 days a week, work number. You can call us there anytime with any of your real estate and wealth building wants, needs, and questions. 303-888-3788. Here we are as the wealth builders of all wealth builders. Our top three commitments to you as wealth builders are, number one, optimizing your wealth. Number two, Sherry, you have that one?
I do. Bottomizing your risk.
Larry, number three.
Fiduciary level services, 100% loyalty 100% of the time.
Leave it to the consumer guy to have his microphone not on 100% of the time, but rest assured, the service provided to you as consumers is 100% loyalty 100% of the time. We're talking today about the savvy steps, your steps that you must take when you are looking for financial freedom, steps that you have to take when you're looking to build wealth. We call them your savvy 10 steps. Why? Because they work for you when you take the right steps. So we're going to be focused today on your savvy 10 steps to successful wealth building. Now, do we really have to say, Larry, successful wealth building? Isn't that redundant, redundant?
Well, if you don't have success, you're not building wealth. So why? Of course it's redundant.
And I say it's not. Here's why. Most consumers are tricked into, oh, well, I built up my wealth. Look at my sheet, my net worth sheet. And I'll say, hey, it looks good, but I see a house of cards there with a little flick of those cards. And you know what? A lot of that wealth's going to go away. How often do we hear, and I'm not here to beat up Wall Street today. That's true any day of the week, but that's not the purpose today. But I'm going to use that as the example. Does a week go by you don't hear on CNBC or what's his, Cramer, or he's on CNBC, Bloomberg News, Business Week, which is owned by Bloomberg now, and all that stuff that you don't hear of all the losses? I mean, look, the wealthiest man in the world lost $58 billion in one day 2 weeks ago. Well, you know what? Good. That comes back. But my point is that building wealth is our first objective, optimizing your wealth. But without bottomizing your risk, you may have a very, very weak net worth. So be careful, because we put the word in intentionally as successful wealth building so that you know success means long-term success, not temporary wealth building. Oh, I build up wealth, I have a better net worth, and then a year later you don't have it. That does not happen with Barry and Larry's wealth building program, because we are constantly analyzing your assets, which are typically rental properties in hot markets. We're constantly analyzing those marketplaces to see, is there any sign that that marketplace is weakening? Is there any indicators, Sherry, that that market is weakening and we should move your money to a stronger location, your money in the form of assets? And we're not looking to churn. We don't want to have you to have to sell very often. We like to say 3 to 7 years if that fits your plan. and maybe a lot longer, and help you be free and clear of any mortgage on that property, that even if that market tumbled and went down and the rest of the country was doing well, you might choose to keep that property that has no debt on it. And why? Because the rent income is giving you $2,500 net cash to you each month. So Larry, the word successful, as you remember, is there for a reason. Thanks for going along with that.
Oh, you're welcome. And you know, Barry, one of the things that I have noted, that people who are really nervous about wealth building programs, they end up putting their money into a bank and earning under 1% per year with rates the way they are. You're not earning anything. You're doing nothing to build your wealth in that sort of program. You've got to start looking at other programs that have still safe environments for your money.
Larry, you've been in the finance world well over 50 years. And I'm not talking about your youth. I'm not talking about your youthful years and you.
Yes, by cracky, you're right.
So 50 years is nothing around here. But in any case, you've been in it that long. Have you seen the likes of our wealth building program where people are truly, honestly, year in and year out, making nowadays well over 40% return on the money they invested?
I've never seen anything like it, Barry. And, you know, when we get to my key to wealth building, you'll understand how I felt about this for a lot of years.
Oh, fair enough. And I didn't want to steal any thunder from that, but it's so relevant. When you were talking about the 1%, I thought, should I ask Larry? I'm going to ask you that, but here's what I was thinking. Should I ask Larry to explain and share with our listeners the various financial tools, not every tool out there, because we don't know every single one when it comes to shorting and longing and this, that play and the riddits and all this that's going on in the stock market world. Okay, that's not our world daily, but we know a lot about it. We've studied it. That's what we've studied for our early years and continued in that business for more than 50 years each, et cetera. In the finance world, we understand it, et cetera. But I will. I was thinking again, and now I am asking you, would he just outline the amount of return that industry says to consumers they likely will have, starting with putting your money in a checking account?
Well, putting your money in a checking account, you will earn less than 1% in today's marketplace.
Right, right.
So it's not a practical way to try to build wealth.
What's the next step or two up?
Well, you can do money market, but even money market is maybe
1.5%.
Yeah, at best.
Okay, all right.
At best.
Then what?
So then you got to start looking at things like the stock market, where you can earn 7 or 8% in most years. You will lose some of that in the bad years, and there are bad years for investment.
And they tell you that. They say almost proudly, Yeah, if you have let's say a person is willing to take higher risk in the stock market and bond market and treasuries and things like that. Let's say they say, hey, I'm a high risk taker. Then they might make 9, 10, 11%. But you said magic words, most years?
That's correct, because some years prices are going down in the market, and your investment will go down too. I've been through it. I've seen it.
And the stock market says what? What's their mantra?
Hang in there.
That's their mantra.
Right.
Hang in there for
your
the long term.
And by the way, they're right.
They are correct.
And there's nothing wrong with that. If all you want to earn is 7 to 8%.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. But I don't want to earn that. I want to earn 40%.
But Larry's telling us the next step after that. What's after 7 or 8 or even 10 or 11%?
You know, there are other investment mediums.
There are.
In things like gold and silver and other precious metals and things like that. But those are generally thought to be outside the block of investing. So you end up coming to the really the only practical way to earn really good returns on your investment, and that is to look at residential real estate as an investment medium.
Ah, there's one you missed in the middle, commercial real estate.
I agree. Higher risk.
It does go
to the higher point.
It's a much higher risk. And it is such that the commercial real estate is a higher risk. And yes, it's usually good, like residential, through long terms. And when watched carefully with companies like ours, that we're always, always researching to bottomize your risk. In other words, minimize it, attempting to eliminate it, get you out of those markets before the market even knows that it's turning. And that means before the real estate industry even knows that a slowdown is happening. We'll know it from our research. Hey, and then we'll be back in a minute because we're on break. Hey, hey, we are back. The Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program. So I hope you caught that. You know that the commercial real estate, good investment, REITs and what have you, but they're too related to the Wall Street crowd and the Wall Street investing, Larry, and they have too many downs.
And they're having a down now, Barry. With COVID virus, a lot of people are not leasing space anymore in buildings, commercial buildings, so that whole marketplace is suffering.
Well, no, I get that, but the REITs through time, through lots of ups and downs in the marketplace, they are a stock play.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah. The early years of Zillow and Trulia, okay, that was a company that was separate from Zillow. Now
yep.
They're owned by the same. In the early years, a lot of us called them what they are. They're a stock play. They're not a real estate brokerage. They're a stock play. And we knew that early on. I mean, I knew those guys. I used to have booths next to them, and we got to know each other at the National Realtors Convention, et cetera. And they admitted it. They said, we just do a lot of research, and we're going to make money from agents just giving us money hand over fist. And some people in other nearby booths would laugh. And I'd say, you better take those gentlemen, they happen to be gentlemen, seriously. And they worked and did it. And they're a stock play. And that's different than residential real estate. Look where we are. We're at Mount Elbert Studio in RE/MAX Masters Millennium corporate building, an established, localized, local, single office of 110 great agents that are helping consumers. That's real estate. Our tool in the wealth building program is two. It's not fair to say it's just residential real estate because the other tool, Larry, is research, research, and more research, where we're constantly looking for the best opportunity money-wise, optimizing your wealth, and also constantly researching for looking to see if any of those strong, strong markets are showing any chinks in their armor ahead of time that we could then say to our customers, hey, 6 to 12 months, that market could be changing. This is just a notice. And so our customers are getting that kind of service, constant service, bottomizing their risk so that they can have that next jump. I mean,
yep.
It doesn't go from 10 to 12 to 18 to 22. It goes from that 7 to 10 or 11 basis most years, as you properly said, to this, which is now over 40% every year.
Well, Barry, I'll disagree slightly.
Yeah, do.
I think the 40% is probably a good average, but you might have a year that things go a little slower and you don't earn 40. You might earn only 30%.
Oh, part of me hopes so, in the sense that these markets are not bubbles. This is real money.
Yes.
That these investors are making real money. That doesn't go away as long as it's protected with bottomizing the risk. But Larry, when the appreciation rates are not as high as they are, the 40, 50, and 60% that our customers are routinely receiving may go down to 25%. Think of it, 25%, and the next best thing is 7, 8, 9, 10, maybe 11 most years.
And I was going to say, holy moly, 25%, it's a phenomenally good return on investment.
It is.
And 60% that we're seeing now is almost indescribably good.
It is. Larry, I want to share with our listeners my wealth-building tip of the day. My wealth-building tip today is take seriously our savvy 10 steps for your successful wealth building. Our 10 savvy steps designed for your successful wealth building came from one single source, you, the consumer. These are years of study. This company was formed originally in 2003. And we have hundreds of consumers, okay? And we have done multi-thousands and thousands of consumers we've met with at our seminars. And this came from that group and their tens of thousands of years of investor experience where they said, well, here's what we want. Here's what, and I this is one of my least favorite words in business, but we used it in a lot of focus groups. What would be the perfect wealth building program? And it was a consumer just last year who came up with the term bottomizing your risk. He saw what we were doing. He studied our company and he said, you are the masters at keeping us safe by bottomizing your risk. And I said, great term. Can we use it? And he said, of course. And now it's one of our top three commitments. Mm-hmm. But Larry, we're centered on the consumer. We exist because of the consumer. Let's take a look at our recommended and frankly, our strong savvy step number one. Let's let our listeners know what you and I are really made of. What is our savvy step number one? And let's talk a couple minutes about it.
Well, the first step is, should I or do I want to build wealth or not?
To be or not to be, it still comes back to Shakespeare, doesn't it?
It does.
Should I be a wealth builder or not?
Am I comfortable in building wealth in this program? And you should be, but we'll help you get there.
What's one of the biggest weaknesses of our particular wealth building program? Realizing our step one isn't about us. It's just you need to decide, do you want more financial freedom? Are you willing to do some things? We're going to talk about those things right in the next minute or two. Do you want to build wealth or not? But on our program, Larry, what is one of the biggest weaknesses we have? And it's a big weakness. You can't do it with $100.
That's right.
You can't do it with $10,000, most likely. Most likely you need closer to $20,000 and that to start. And that's a weakness of our program, but it's one that we accept. Yes, we could help you if you're in and around the $10,000 range. Most likely we can find a good investment for you in a top hot spot. Okay, with 10-ish thousand dollars. But, oh no, it can be done. Absolutely done. Larry, there's more than the investor loan out there. We have lender options that can work. But even that I call a weakness. Because not everybody who is smart and wants to build wealth has an available 10,000.
That's right. And, you know, I did make a face at you a little bit there, Barry. And the reason why is, yes, you can probably find a $10,000 investment through the Barry and Larry wealth building program. But if you want to really do it well, you need a little bigger
typically 2025 is about the lowest starting point. But I've had callers, Larry, during the week, just last week, and I've returned their calls. I had to leave messages, but the two gentlemen had questions. How much does your program need? Now, I don't answer it on an individual basis because I said it's usually more than a few thousand dollars. I don't know what their thinking was,
yep,
et cetera. I don't know if they're thinking they can do things with friends or family. I don't know that, but I wanted them to know it is not $100 or $1,000, and it's not $5,000, and it's usually not under $10,000. But on the radio, overall, we could say generally it's $20,000 or more. But yes, there are some good properties, but not many properties because of lender limits with the 10,000 number, but there are ways to make that work if somebody really wanted to get started.
And you're right, Barry, there are ways, and I'll just give a hint of one way. You might work together with two or three people in your family, but we can't be involved in that.
No. Again, the family may, you're right, the family may have some money already, et cetera. But Larry, no, the way that we can mention that it's totally fine, there are loans out there that are very low down payments.
Okay.
And it does work for starters. Now, those who have a little more money will pay lower interest rates, okay? And they'll have a higher return. But if someone says, I'm sick and tired of my 6 or 8% in this or that, or I'm sick and tired of my almost 0.5%, you know, in my other accounts, we would gladly meet with you on the phone or in person or over Zoom. Skype still exists, etc. And talk to you. We're open to do that. You could call us anytime during the week, anytime during the weekend at 303-888-3788. And Larry, before we take a break, share with our listeners when our next wealth building seminar is, because that's free. That's insight into this whole detailed program. When is our next wealth building program?
I think it's March 27th, Barry.
Oh, it is. Oh, you didn't catch the typo change. I corrected this. It is March 27th, and it is coming up. It's a wealth building seminar, free of charge. It's Saturday morning. That's Saturday, March 27th, et cetera. And it's in the Denver area, Denver Tech Center area. And we'll get that location. You know, it's locked up, et cetera. Wonderful spot. And it is 90 minutes of full information about this program. No pressure. No questions asked. Oh, are you going to invest? That's not what it is. It's information for you. And it's good information for you. The 10 savvy steps are covered, and we're going to continue to cover them in a detailed and overview fashion when we come back from this break. Hey, that's the good moving music. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Jesse, for keeping us here and keeping the sounds proper. It's up to Larry and Barry to make sure the words are proper. And Larry, we were talking about savvy step number one, which is to build wealth or not. Do you want to or not? Let's take the first sub area, Larry. There's three sub areas there, but we have time to talk about the first one. We encourage all of our listeners to outline, if you're looking to make a little change in your wealth building life and become more financially free, have a little better net worth, if that's a target that you have, you should outline your current, what kind of structure?
Debt structure.
Absolutely. So many people, they're not afraid of their debt. It's like, I don't want to deal with that. You know what? deal with it as best you can. But we like to say, deal with it. We'll help you deal with it. We know it's not always easy, but you want to get a hold and a handle on your current debt structure. Why? You don't want any little negatives to come up. I mean, what are they called in the business? Alligators, right? We don't want those alligators to bite you where?
Where it hurts. Rear end, yes.
You know, we don't want, and that's an expression of surprise. We don't want you to have negative surprises, and you don't want them either. So it's really more powerful to and for you when you do take a look at your current debt structure. But Larry, let's jump to savvy step number two.
Well, the savvy step is select your best wealth building program.
Yeah. Now, Larry, you have a wealth building tip for the day. Why don't you share with our listeners now? I think it would be appropriate that we gave that as our step number two, but now you share your wealth building tip of the day.
The tip is the great returns our clients are getting are real, and you too can get them. A lot of our listeners are having problems believing that they can get a 46% or better return on their investments. I shared this skepticism with many of you, but unlike you, I have taken the time to learn how Barry and Larry Wealth Building Turnkey System really works. Only after I was convinced that I add my name to our title. Before you make any investment decisions, you should attend our next wealth building seminar on Saturday, March 27th at 10:30 in the Denver Tech Center. Simply call or text us at 303-888-3788. That's 303-888-3788, or you can email us at truth@barryandlarry.com. I hope to see you at our next seminar. Thank you.
Yeah, Larry, good. Good tip, because it's important that people know these returns are real, okay?
That's right. And Barry, look, I'm an accountant. Accountants are trained to be skeptics. I mean, financial skeptics.
Yes.
That's
part of it.
A part of being an accountant. And so it took me a little time to get comfortable with this, but it is real. It is working. And our people last year earned 46 to 64% on their investments. It's hard to believe, but it's true.
It's true. And at the seminar, it's not all about proving the truth at all. It's all about how the program works. But do we prove it? Yes. Do we share the most detailed property analysis, evaluation, but projection and analysis of a likely property that you would be looking at? It would be put in front of you, the consumer, if you're in this program, and which is free. It's free to be in the program. There's no cost. There's no hidden cost. There's a services agreement that is unilaterally terminatable by you, the consumer, with no notice, and there's no money due when you sign it, and there's no money due when you terminate it, should you terminate it, okay? But at the seminar, you see this most detailed form, a copy of it is given to you with a live sample of some property that one of our customers either has purchased or, you know, had put in front of them and they put the offer in, or it's could be very live at the time, or it could be 2 weeks ago or a month ago. Very, very current information. And we spend time going over the line items of that sheet. It's not 500 line items. It's not a budget analysis class. It's covering the 6 to 7 most important lines of an evaluation of an investment before you ever say yes to that.
And there's another good point that I want people to understand. After you attend our wealth building seminar, write down all your questions and get them answered by one of our team leaders before you make an investment. Be comfortable. We want you to be comfortable. So don't be afraid to ask questions.
You didn't use that word, Larry, in your lovely today's wealth building tip of being comfortable, but that's what I got out of it. I mean, I saw it last night at midnight and I thought, oh, if there's one word that, maybe a couple words that describe it, it's be comfortable. You don't be comfortable giving money to someone else's trust until you know the process and until you're ready for the process. So yes, study, be a skeptic until you have enough information to do what?
Make a decision.
To make a decision. And if the decision is to go forward with that best program for you. And keep looking for the best wealth building program for you. A key question to ask as you are researching any kind of a program is, hey, what's my likely return? And what has the return been for the last 3 years? What's the return of your current or most current 10 customers? However you want to phrase that and think of that, find out what the return is of that program that you are contemplating becoming active with your money. Now, Larry, the other word that caught me when you, as you said your tip today, and I don't know if you meant it to be, but it really caught my attention, is you talked about our wealth building turnkey system. Sometimes we talk about that on air, but I think it's appropriate. The term hit me today hard. I'm not sure if you meant it that way, in a good way, but it was like, what does he mean by turnkey? Now, I happen to know, but I thought, what if a lot of our listeners were hearing it the same way? So tell us about the turnkey aspect.
Okay. Well, when you invest in residential real estate, there is a lot of work that needs to be done. You need to maintain your investment, and that's not a trivial process. You have to find renters and get them to sign leases, and you got to collect their lease and all that kind of work. And to do that, we give you or recommend to you that you hire a person who will be your property manager.
Well, not only
do that for you.
Not only do we recommend, we vet these people. Yes, we recommend you utilize them. Why? Because almost all of our customers are saying one aspect of your program that we like, among others, is it's turnkey. We don't have to be involved with any of that detail. Look, we have some customers who are talking to us about, guys and Sherry and ladies, we guys and gals, really, we don't want to even have the property manager bother us with smaller items of the property manager as they occur, like a broken toilet, a broken window, a broken door lock, this or that. Is there some way that we could be out of that? And yes, there is. So we even have that covered so that it can be very, very passive. And the one thing that's not passive is the return. Okay. Yep. When I hear passive, I almost said passive, like buying a stock. You put your money in somewhere and you let it go. Here, you don't have to let it go. You could stay a little bit involved. You could always contact us and things like that, but you could always contact your stockbroker too. But the point is, it can be that much turnkey if you want it to be.
That's right. And so this is not a labor-intensive investment program.
Not at all. Not at all. The steps are what we do, and that's what we show at the seminar coming up the end of March. It's March 27th, to be exact, on Saturday morning. Get your reservation in. We keep the numbers down because of COVID, and we have a lovely facility, really, that holds up to about 18 people, really 9, 10 tables we're able to set up, and two or three, maximum three, at a table, usually family members, okay? okay? And it works out very, very well. So get your reservation in now, because some have already made it. Some of our listeners, call in, text in 303-888-3788. Larry, push the seminar from your consumer point of view, because we're not pushy guys. But I'm saying push it, because you know where we get criticism? From the attendees of the seminar and say, gentlemen, you don't push the seminars enough. Larry, I hear that from one out of four of our attendees.
Well, all I can say is the seminar is to educate you as to our program. There's nothing else it's designed to do but to educate you. How can you lose by investing an hour and a half of your life in education? I don't understand why everybody that's listening isn't giving us a call so that they can at least understand the program.
Yes, and we don't play the guilt game of, oh my gosh, if you don't attend this one. But there's a reality game. If you don't attend this one, you're not making nearly as much on your money as you can make, period. And we could emphasize that. We could become these guys that say, and when Sherry's here, okay, she's not here for the rest of the show today, but she's usually with us every week, and she could say, and we could say, you know what? You're foolish if you don't attend this. I believe that. I believe that. That if you are looking at building your wealth, you're foolish not to attend this particular free 90-minute seminar, information-packed.
And there's no reason not to attend it. There's no risk. There's no cost. The only thing you're risking is an hour and a half of your life. Let's be practical. This is a program that we want you to understand. Then you can make up your mind if it's right for you.
Is it right for you? So that is always the question. Give us a call. Set up your reservation. Give us a text at 303-888-3788. You have a question about this? Call us during the week. Call us today at 303-888-3788. You could always, always email us 24/7, just like you could text us or call us 24/7. You could email us 24/7 at truth@barryandlarry.com. Barry Miller here, along with my good friend and business partner, Larry Stanley. We are your wealth building experts, and we're right here localized in Denver. This program is expanding, of course, and it is catching on by the dozens and hundreds of people. So get your reservation in for that March 27th seminar, 90 minutes at 303-888-3788. Barry Miller saying we're going to take our final break. Then we're going to come back a little bit more on the theme and a little bit more on the research that we do and what's going on the hot spots of the United States of America residential real estate. Hey, no compromising of principles here, okay? But lots of money made on your principal, other P, principal investment. Optimizing your wealth, bottomizing your risk, and being 100% loyal to you as a customer 100% of the time. That's Barry and Larry's method. That's how we work here. Sherry's a part of this team, and she is a part of this wealth building program for you, where our customers are receiving 46 to 64% return, live, real live return annually on the money that they invest. It's a turnkey program. Your listeners were just hearing that. It's a program that we express in great detail and the overview, every detail, really, in a 90-minute seminar once a month. It's exciting. It's exciting. Larry, you know, again, the next one's coming up Saturday, March 27th. That's not too far away, 3 weeks. It's not too early to get your reservation in. And And again, we keep the size limited because of COVID, and we have a lovely facility, you know, that holds the 15, 18, 20 of us. Well, 20 attendees really, plus us, et cetera. It's very, very well attended and well received. No pressure to buy anything in the future. No pressure to buy up. We don't have it. It's the full Monty, if you will. The full 90 minutes is spent with your questions and answers. Time is allowed for that, of course. And it's the full presentation of the most solid, the most highest return wealth building program anywhere in the country. Come to it. Get your reservation in now, 303-888-3788. But Larry, we were covering the 10 steps. Any of the other steps you want to see highlighted in this last segment of this hour?
Well, Barry, I'd like to do something a little different. You just encourage people to sign up to attend the seminar, which I completely concur with.
Okay.
But I want them to know that next week, we're going to actually be talking about what participants of our seminar have thought. They have written critiques and given it to us. We're going to over those next week so you can see what your fellow investors are thinking about when they attend our seminar.
Yeah, yeah. And no one's complained. The one complaint? No one's complained. Everyone has said, thanks. You know, it's powerful information. Thank you. We don't see seminars like this. Thanks for not pushing us anywhere. You know, and we get a lot of thanks about that. And then occasionally the constructive thought of, you know, gentlemen, you're not promoting the seminar enough on your radio show. I get that. But that's not a complaint. That's just a constructive criticism, et cetera. And it's a compliment also. I want to get into, though, these 10 savvy steps. I mean, we covered the first couple, the first one being so critical, should I or should I not? Again, to be or not to be? Should I be wealthy or not be wealthy? Should I get started on researching for a program? That's step number two, select your best program. You know, research, look at other programs, look at what's out there and see. And then, of course, the other steps we then get funneled into the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Program. But Larry, it talks about the higher number steps, okay, as they get closer to being a property owner and increasing their net worth, okay? Again, it's prepare and present and negotiate each offer. You have a top agent in the hotspot cities. And we said we'd express in this segment, Larry, some time on how those hotspot cities are chosen very quickly. But what's going on in those hotspots? How hot are they?
Well, they're red hot, and the closest one that most people know about is Colorado Springs. It is probably the hottest real estate market in the country right now. It is absolutely frenzied and insane.
For the last year, that could turn some people off, but you have to have the right agent so that you don't get turned off, because it is frenzied and insane. And I think the new technical term is crazy. You know, I mean, that's what it seems to be called by more and more people. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're right. It is a crazy market, but it's a real market, and we know how to work in that marketplace so that we can help you get investments made in Colorado Springs or other hotspot cities. Hotspot cities are cities that we study their statistics and we decide that they offer you the least risk and the highest return on your investment of any city that you can invest in.
If allowing for negative cash flow, which we do not do, if we said negative cash flow is permitted, okay, because it's not the wrong thing, but if it's permitted, it is not in our hot spots. Every city in the Front Range would be a hot spot. That's why Denver, that's why Fort Collins and others. Longmont, I mean, Longmont's median price is about the same as Denver's, okay, over $500,000. But then when you get to that price range to have a lovely home and a good rental, you're in a negative cash flow. Our hot spots don't have that. Our hot spots around the country are in five different different states, okay? At Georgia, really it is Atlanta. Ohio, it's Columbus, etc. Raleigh, North Carolina is up and coming, okay? Indianapolis is not staying in the top five. Phoenix, what happened? That bumped out Dallas in the last two or three quarters. I forget if it was two or three quarters away. And Dallas is Texas and Austin. They're good markets, but they don't have the criteria that we use to be a top market. But Larry, every one of those markets where we are buying in the safe, best, strongest neighborhoods with the brightest 3-year-plus future is having 8 to 10 to 12% minimum annual appreciation, which brings in, the way it's carefully, safely projected and developed by our wealth building program, a return of no less than 30% on the dollar. No less than 30% on the invested dollars, and typically closer to 45% plus return on your dollars. Where else can you find that? Nowhere. Larry?
Well, that's why we're encouraging you to attend our seminar and learn about the system. No, we're not trying to put pressure on you except to attend the seminar. That's the only pressure I will try to put on.
Yeah, and I think I need to put on more pressure. I think we should. That's what our customers and attendees are saying. But only pressure to attend an informational session.
That's right. So give us a call or text us at 303-888-3788 and come and attend it. Free coffee, free muffins, 303-888-3788.
This is Barry Miller along with Larry Stanley. We are the Barry and Larry Wealth Building Team founders. The company started in 2003 called Vestera Resources. Now it's called Vestera Hotspots, so that it can highlight that these are hotspots, but not temporary flashes in the pan, but longer term, 3-year, 4-year, 5-year hotspots, so that you can maintain receiving 30, 40, 46, 64% on your money. See you next week.